Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
I want to talk about referees because Sport Ireland have set up this Respect the Ref campaign, and it's all to try and tackle the abuse that referees currently face. It's a project. It's going to cost about €70,000. Is the effort really to try and tackle abuse faced by referees and match officials. And Sean Slattery is the secretary of the Dublin branch of the Irish Soccer Referee Society. He's president of the national body as well. Sean, how prevalent is this, first of all, the abuse that referees face?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, we still have a major problem nationwide at various levels. Thank God most of it is at the more serious end of stuff with assaults and that. We seem to be seeing a small drop in those. But I think the main thing is with the actual verbal attacks, mainly from sidelines, especially at underage games, seems to be still a huge problem. And that breeds into the further down the line, then those habits seem to go with the players and spectators up to the senior level.
What kind of stuff have you witnessed yourself, Sean? What have you heard about?
From myself and from our own members, we've had, again, I will state that the assaults and that are at the tiny minority of games that take place in the thousands of matches nationwide, but we had had some serious stuff, and we've had referees assaulted and threatening car parks, and on the pitch itself we've had a number of them even this year, and we have another case pending in the last couple of weeks. But some of the stuff has gone very serious when it comes to that. It's not a nice place, because in 99% of the games, unlike the TV, the referees are on their own at the venue, and especially when they travel, there's no referees' assistance or fort officials, and it can be a lonely place to be when something like that happens. But even when the verbal abuse, when the parents, etc., at the underage games, again, the referees are out there to try and help and get the games played and enjoy the games. And the way we look at it is, we're not the enemy, even though some people would like to paint us as being that, but we're out to try, and hopefully this initiative, we welcome any initiative from the government to publicise this.
So this is the kind of thing that's needed across the board in all codes, in all sports, Sean?
We think so, yeah, and not with the punishment. You see, again, like I say, we're not out to, we know the highlight of the game for the weekend for the parents and the players, it's the highlight of the week, and we don't want to discourage anyone from going to the games, etc., and the players, we want them to enjoy the matches, but what we tend to find is that there's a lot of what we'd call, say, repeat offenders, and our ultimate thing, I think the only punishment that some of the clubs will listen to further down the line would be a deduction of points. Yeah. It seems to be, because a lot of them will pay monetary fines and that, and it just seems to wash off. So I think the points deduction would be a huge thing.
It seems remarkable, though, that we have to bring this in. It's a total just lack of respect, really, isn't it, for the referee?
It can be, and again, like I say, again, we're out there to, most referees were either played themselves, and a lot of them still manage and coach teams as well. Like, so they're out there to do the job that they can to the best of their ability, and some of them, they give up a lot of their time, and people say, they're getting paid this and they're getting paid that. A lot of referees will go out on a Saturday morning, leave the house at 8:30, maybe get home at 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's certainly not for the money that they're doing. A lot of them just love the sport, and again, the kids, especially, they'll get to see their 3 home matches at the venue, and the referees that travel long distances as well, especially outside of Dublin, to make sure the games get played. And all we're looking for really is just a bit of mutual respect across the board.
Our own off the balls, Adrian Barry, is with me here as well, Sean, on the line today. Because, Adrian, I know this is something you probably encounter when you're reporting and covering matches, but when you're off duty and you're at home and with the kids and you're down at the sidelines, do you see that lack of respect towards referees at the junior levels?
Hey, Andrea. Hi, Sean. It's funny. I was at the college football game at the weekend, and it was only just when Laura was on to me earlier on about coming on to chat about it, I started to think about what was it that was missing from that game, and just the process of the way, that sport is run. It's a very different cultural experience to anything we're used to looking at, but there is certainly anything that I could see, a really fervent, passionate atmosphere, and obviously an awful lot of American fans. But you just really, there was an absence of that type of chat around the game in terms of the officials, but you do see it. I go to an awful lot of games, as a punter, I go with my kids, go to see them play, I go coaching them. And you see it at all levels, like Sean is saying, like it is a scourge, and like what Ireland can do to try and tackle that, whether it's from a messaging point of view or actual, you know, I know Sean has mentioned sanctions and stuff like that. Like it does feel as if that's sort of the way things have to go, you know, like you watch stuff like, so in the Premier League, right, like there's two aspects to it. There's that full on elite sport visual thing where you see the Arsenal captain, Martin Odegaard, at the weekend against Leeds. You didn't need to be like a professional lip reader to see what he was saying to the referee. The optics of that, like kids are looking at that and they will repeat, and I've seen this, they will repeat that behaviour on the pitch. So at that point then you're looking at, you know, this is, I suppose, where Sport Ireland step in terms of empowering coaches who are themselves just parents and often, like myself, totally ill-equipped to sort of tackle that sort of stuff. So you need to kind of at that point, I suppose, try and empower people. But there's two sides to it. So that bit of we shouldn't accept that Martin Odegaard is allowed to do that. You know, that behaviour is allowed to stand. And the Premier League have taken the step of asking players that it's just the captain that speaks to the referee. But I mean, you know, that's not allowing for the fact that the captain is also using all kinds of awful language and just total abuse towards the referee. Yeah. It's not fully tackling that bit.
No, and it's also, it's not. Like, how do you legislate for the spectators and the fan or in the stands?
Well, that's a cultural thing, I think. You know, like, we've had it here, obviously, years ago with stuff like the smoking ban, not all that popular when it came in, and then culturally suddenly it became very unpopular to do it. And you probably just need to kind of go down that road. But, like, culturally, we can change things, and we shouldn't accept that, you know, it's just always been this way. Like, I forgive me, Andrea, if you will, for bringing up the All-Ireland final this year and the GAA season. But, you know, we've had a raft of new rules, right? Like, one of them is the solo and go, which never existed before. And, like, you have a culture suddenly where opposition players, they give away a free, they have to hand the ball straight back to the opposition. Like, it goes against every single thing they've learned for the last 20, 30 years, however long they've been playing the game. You know, hang on to the ball, delay the free, been taken as long as you can. But if you don't hand that ball across, there's a 50-metre free to your opponent. So what am I going to do? I'm going to hand the ball over. And, like, the GAA have taken other steps, right? Like, in terms of those new rules, a player who concedes a free must retreat immediately. A player who commits a foul while in possession must hand the ball directly to the nearest opponent. And then the other aspects in relation specifically to the referee, I think, is where it gets interesting. So their rules/recommendations here that were brought in this year say, to show dissent with the referee's decision towards is to award a free kick to the opposing team, results in the free being moved forward 50 metres. So there's a deterrent not to use invective towards the ref. It also goes as far as to say misconduct by a team official that warrants a yellow or a red card. How many times have we seen that on the sideline with some abuse getting a card? Well, that will result now in a free kick on the offending team's 13-metre line. And then finally, teams will nominate a designated player. This is the Premier League rule that I mentioned earlier, for the purpose of some clarification or a decision made by the referee. So, like, I think if you're starting to tackle it on that level, because no more than the kids, fans are looking at that stuff happen on the pitch. And they see that as an invitation to get involved themselves. And, you know, it can be awful, the stuff you hear in the stands.
Oh, my God. It's absolutely wild, some of the things that you hear. Laura Murphy is a Kilkenny camogie player. Laura's with us on the line today. How do you think we change people's attitudes and you know, well, the kind of things that they feel they can say to referees, Laura? Are you there, Laura? Can you hear me okay? Have I got Laura? No. Laura's not with us. No. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. I think we've got Lucy on the line, though. Lucy, good afternoon.
Hiya, how are you?
Not bad. Your kids, they play GAA in rugby, is that right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And you coach too, do you?
I do, yeah. So I coach under 12 Gaelic and hurling. And then I do athletic development as a separate thing with the kids. I have a group that I do with them separately.
Okay. So attitudes towards coaches, like I rarely get texts from listeners talking about poor behaviour towards the coach or the mentor. It's always the poor old referee.
Yeah, it can. It'd be rare enough that you get it from a coaching point of view. Occasionally you might get a bit of a grumble from a parent, but Generally, you know these people quite well, particularly because you've been coaching their kids since they were 5 or 6. So you tend to know them quite well, and that can be de-escalated. We have a rule in our club that if a parent gets too over-exuberant, which is a polite way of saying it, at the sideline, that they can be removed.
But who removes them?
The coaches will. The coaches will tell them to go.
So you'd have to, as the coach, you'd have to go over to Mary from down the road.
Would have no problem doing it either. The way, the aspect I go at from is, what lesson are you teaching your children? You're supposed to be an adult. We're asking the boys and girls not to talk back to the referee, and we're really stringent on that. That, like, we pulled boys off from playing for talking back to the referee.
Okay.
Because if you don't teach them when they're little, then they will carry through this culture. So the earlier you start, it's not so much of a problem with rugby, because rugby is obviously, like, that's probably the most stringent on the way you talk to the ref. The ref is the boss generally in rugby. So most of the time, the kids wouldn't even dream of talking back to the ref. In GA, it's not that common, but a lot of the kids who do it, not all of them, I don't want to generalise, but quite a lot of them play soccer. So they will talk back to the ref, and they'll get one warning. And if they do it again, or if it's extremely disrespectful, they'll be pulled off immediately. But if it's kind of a comment, oh, come on, ref, or whatever, they'll be given a warning. And if they do it again, they're pulled off.
And how frequently would you have to do that, Lucy?
You know the ones who are more likely to do it. So generally, if we're doing a coaching talk, we remind them that it's about respecting the other coaches, respecting the other team, respecting the referee. And that it is teaching children respect, and adults need to behave like adults.
Mm.
Kids learn not by what they learn by watching. So if they see a parent, you know, going ballistic at the sideline, now that's not to say I don't shout and roar, I absolutely do, but it's generally positive, right? In 99% of the time, it's positive, and if it's negative, it's only at my son, so it's not directed at any other child. And even then, you don't generally yell anything negative. But if these kids are watching your behaviour. So the adults have to grow up an adult. It's a game.
Text here from a listener, actually. Sorry, just Lucy, text her listening to you says, you know, you're right about this. The GAA needs to adapt the referee culture from rugby. That's the issue. Total respect for the referee, but the referee also needs to be accountable, says this listener. Another texter has actually sent me in a photograph, and this is a picture from a sign that's outside, it's the Wexford GAA Park, Wexford Coaching and Games, and they have a huge sign in white and purple and yellow, and it says, please remember that this is a go game zone. The players are children. The coaches are volunteers. The referees are human. This is not the All-Ireland final. Show respect to players and coaches. First priority is to have fun. It's a brilliant sign, Lucy.
For the hurling and football with our lads and girls in UCD, and actually in the programme that goes out to the other visiting clubs, that we have something very similar written into on that programme that goes out to the other clubs, saying exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
When a new thing gets released every year, you know, kind of an initial newsletter when the season starts back. And again, that is reiterated on, although I love the sign idea, I need to go bring that.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. I imagine to remind parents that it's not the All-Ireland final. A texter here says, I'm a guard for the past 10 years. I've been a referee for 1 year. I've had way more abuse in the 1 year as a GAA referee than I've had in 10 years as a member of the Guards. Shane is with me on the line today. Shane, you're a coach for a men's senior football team, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
What have you witnessed?
Well, I haven't witnessed much. Obviously, I grew up playing football all my life, but as I always say, I always remind the players before they go out, and I, instead of like going up the ages, I kind of went straight in coaching men's football, so I usually get players already that are a creature I have, and I always remind them on the pitch that the referee is essentially the hardest job on the pitch. Like if they don't turn up in the day, like my goalkeeper doesn't turn up, I can always replace him with an outfield player. If the referee doesn't turn up, there's no game going ahead. So you always have to remember that in the back of your mind. But as the other listener kind of reiterated, we do need to follow rugby. The new Premier League rules, you're probably seeing on Monday night, the Liverpool Newcastle game, the actual Newcastle captain got yellow carded for shouting at the referee. So if that comes right down and filters down to the grassroots football,
that's what's needed. Yeah. And this campaign, this National Behaviour Change campaign, the €70,000 project that they're talking about that'll be rolled out across the sector, you think this is the kind of initiative that we need?
Yeah, it's essentially a zero policy. Like if the over the years, hopefully it changes behaviour. They do need to, especially like I personally know a referee that had their nose broke and the orbital bone damaged last year, managing refereeing a senior men's game. So there needs to be also bigger punishments for, obviously not, hopefully that never happens, but at severe level, there needs to be punishments for players, staff, and also the clubs, because the clubs aren't pushing that referees are the main man on the pitch, and whatever they say goes, or the main woman on the pitch. The clubs almost have to come from the top down, right down to the players. But that does need to be bigger punishment. Mm. And I always say to the players, there's a famous manager called Brian Clough, and he won European. He was the famous manager during the 80s and 90s. And he was always like, the referee is always right. No matter what, the referee is right. And he was actually done out of a game in the semi-final of the European Championship. And the referee made it. Well, what he said was bad. What people said was a bad decision. And even then, he came out and said the referee was always right. And if he can win European Championships without arguing with referee, well then we don't really have an excuse for disrespecting referees either.
Yeah, so, there's a huge difference as well, though. You know, when you talk about incidents like that, like somebody being, like, that's physical assault we're talking about, where somebody has nose broken or something. It's unbelievable to see a situation.
Especially at grassroots levels, like a lot of times they don't have lines when the referee is, so a lot of times they're trying to have eyes in the back of their head, trying to view the whole pitch, and maybe they're missing offside or... especially if they don't have the help from the sideline. Little mistakes like that, and people just, especially I'd say football, out of all the sports we're talking about, soccer or football is probably the worst of them. Okay. I think that kind of comes from watching TV. So
okay, and just on that, Sean, just finally, you know, a lot of people talking about this. Is there one sport, is there a certain sport any, you know, worse than others when it comes to actually tackling this?
Well, I think they had the initiatives that are there. Even the Dáil subcommittee was supposed to be reconvened on 3 years ago, but they had all the different codes in. But I think the message seemed we'd like to put out is that go out and enjoy the game. There's a big season starting. Most of the leagues nationwide, or some of them are summer leagues. Most of them are just about to start this week, restart. There'll be mistakes made. There'll be mistakes made by referees, players, coaches. There'll be all different, but it's all in the game together. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, a bit of mutual respect. We're not the enemy. And if the sanctions, as I said, some more severe sanctions, like the 6 and 7 year bans have come in now for assault, we'd prefer lifetime bans eventually. Mm. But there has been, up until a couple of years ago, and there's been good work with the FAI and the referees department, etc., to try and get the rules where it's now, we're now disappointed if there's only a 12-month ban for assault, whereas that was normal up to about 4 or 5 years ago. And people couldn't believe that people were only getting 12 and even less than that sometimes for assault.
Yeah. Texter here says, I'm 17 years training kids' teams and definitely lots of refs are completely out of touch with the game. We had a ref last week who called a 15-year-old over and said to him, I know you, I know your father, and then gave him a straight red card in hurling for asking how many steps someone can take with the ball in their hand. I teach my teams not to speak to the referee at all unless they're asked a question. And another listener's got in contact to say, I'm a GAA referee, and from my experience, I blame some clubs. They appoint coaches who are abusive and continue to pay them thousands over the course of the year. Clubs actually facilitate this in terms of coaches. Clubs need to sanction the coaches along with the county boards because the majority of the coaches conduct themselves in an appropriate manner. The bans people get are non-effective, as they can get a 6-week ban, but sure, they're at the next match. The ban is on paper, and that's it, says this referee. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Sean Slattery there, Secretary of the Dublin branch of the Irish Soccer Referee Society. Our own off the balls, Adrian Barry. Lucy, Shane, thanks a million for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.